Friends in Christ, we begin today a new year in the church, and so our mood changes significantly. We've just been through a time of rejoicing with thanksgiving, and now the big rush starts in all the external things around us with Black Friday a couple of days ago, and now all the Christmas shopping coming upon us, and Christmas decorations and Christmas festivities. Jumping the gun somewhat, but that's the culture we live in. Because really, instead of all these external preoccupations that are taking up so much time at this season, the church invites us to concentrate on the internal, on the unseen realities that the Lord calls us to reflect upon during this penitential season of Advent. So while we're rushing around preparing so many things for Christmas, the church is saying to us, whoa, slow down, wait a minute. What you need right now is a focus in quiet contemplation on the hidden realities. Beginning a new year is a bit like beginning a new day. What do we need at the beginning of each day? To wake up, stretch, open our eyes. And that's what we need at the beginning of Advent, to wake up spiritually, to open the eyes of our hearts, to see what may be in there that needs conversion, penitence, reconciliation, to clear out the cobwebs that may be clogging up our hearts so that we're not so close to God as we can be and should be. So Advent is really, we can say, it's like a little mini Lent, a brief penitential season, especially the first 2 weeks of Advent. After that, we're thinking more and more about the coming of Jesus in his first coming 2,000 years ago as an infant. In these weeks at beginning Advent, the focus is more on the second coming of Jesus. As we've heard in the Gospel today, the Lord predicts that one day this present world will end and there will be a time of great trial and tribulation and affliction. He says people will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming on the world. This is a very sharp and severe way to begin our Advent observance. But I think, dear friends in Christ, that this year the events in the world around us ring very true to these prophecies of the Lord himself, that the end times are going to be troubled times. Because if we look at the old year that's just ending now and the new year in the church that begins today, we can see plenty of trouble. There's been a lot more bad news in the world and in this country than good news in recent months. Here in the United States, we saw a very sad Supreme Court decision that undermined the true nature of marriage, imposing by a majority of just one person on the Supreme Court so-called marriage between people of the same sex in every state of this country, turning over all the Democratic votes that have voted, like here in the state of Missouri, to uphold authentic marriage. This is undermining family life. It won't be for the good of children. It won't be for the good of anybody in the long run. And on the international scene, of course, we have seen renewed violence. We think of the terrible terrorist attacks in Paris and in Beirut the day before that. Didn't get so much publicity, but yes, there are enemies of the whole human race, really. These ISIS fanatics, they're against Christians, they're against most of the other Muslims. They're killing more Muslims than Christians. But yes, there are those who hate and want to destroy the Western civilization that we've inherited based on Christian foundations. So yes, we're in a world with plenty of trouble. And that trouble could be coming closer. Just this week, Time magazine has a big cover story about, and it's with the title, World War ISIS. Like World War I, World War II. And they're saying, yes, this ISIS is really attacking the whole world. And there's an article there, amongst others, by a former CIA director in the United States saying, beware because ISIS will attack America. That's coming. It's very difficult to prevent these things, as it was for the French authorities. They couldn't prevent that attack in Paris. These days, with all the resources of technology, skillful enemies can bring about attacks just about anywhere. So yes, the Lord's words about being ready for a time of trouble ring very true to us. And yet, dear friends in Christ, we shouldn't concentrate just on these negative prophecies of destruction and trouble, because Advent, above all, is a time to remember that there is something much greater than whatever troubles may happen in this passing world. And what's that something that's much greater? It's the wonderful event that we're going to celebrate in 4 weeks' time, an event that went unnoticed by the world, something very quiet, very peaceful, in a holy night there in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago, the birth of a little baby, the Son of God, whose birth promises us something far greater than all the troubles and wars and violence in the world. He promises us that through that incarnation, through his coming to earth, he will save this world. He promises us eternal life, something that no enemies on heaven or in hell or on earth can ever take away. So let's focus, dear brothers and sisters, on our spiritual renewal at this time of Advent. Let's wake up spiritually, make a good examination of conscience. Let's go to confession during Advent. Renew our spiritual lives. Focus on what's eternal, what's unchanging, the eternal joy that is promised us in Christ, so that whatever happens in this troubled world, our peace, the peace that only God can give in Christ, overcomes those troubles and those fears. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Turn now to page 8 in the Black Vatican II hymnal to profess together our faith in the words of the Creed.